This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Senator Rick Jones. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very good. Talking to you from the parking lot behind the Capitol. It's 16 degrees here.
Well, he's a weatherman now, too. Look at how multifaceted you are. It's 16 chilly degrees.
Yes, it is. Very windy.
With the sun going down. I know you're a busy man tonight. Just got out of teaching a class, so I appreciate so much you taking the time to be with us. Michigan Civil Service Commission yesterday voted to reverse an action of the legislature and put, in effect, a 3% pay raise in the pocket of the state's 14,000 non-union employees. Frankly, this was a little confusing reading through it all and trying to digest the information. To you, sir, what does this mean for the people of the state of Michigan and its residents?
We're another $30 million in the hole. This is the same Civil Service Commission that just gave live-in boyfriends or girlfriends health insurance. A state employee simply has to sign a document that they've lived with them for a year and they get health insurance benefits. Unmarried, live-in boyfriends and girlfriends. That costs, one projection is $6 million. So this Civil Service Commission has cost the taxpayers at least $36 million in the last month. Now you ask, well, aren't they appointed by Rick Snyder? Aren't they doing his bidding? Absolutely not. The Civil Service Commission is appointed for 6 years. They were appointed by Governor Granholm. And what we have on the commission are two people that claim to be independents and two people that claim to be Democrats. And it's unfortunate, in my mind, that they don't understand because we are in a horrible crisis. We have to find $1.6 to $1.8 billion. That's a lot of money. And our only choices are cuts or massive tax increases. We don't have any other choice. So I think you're going to see Governor Snyder on the 17th come forward with some shocking news, and you're going to hear some pretty unhappy people. So I didn't approve of what the Civil Service Commission did. I think it was a mistake. I think it will cause more state employee layoffs. It will not help the situation.
Well, I'm wondering, as I read this, and I have Andrew Abood, who's one of the commissioners, coming on later. He is saying it's basically my paraphrasing. It's righting a wrong that was made, last year. Clearly, you don't see it that way.
Well, with all due respect, I know Mr. Abood, and he's a nice fellow. He's a Democrat attorney, and he believes in giving state employees every penny. I'm not against state employees being adequately compensated, but I think everybody needs to have an epiphany, a total change in their thinking, and understand that we are truly in a crisis. Everybody, every program are going to feel the pain, and I think they will regret wasting another $36 million.
Well, and there is still a lawsuit pending, is my understanding, with money, 3% deduction for retirees' health care benefits. And that money, my understanding, is being put in an escrow account during that litigation. So that's not, that part of it isn't over yet.
Well, that's true. That's true. But again, I would ask all state employees and teachers to really think about this. We're in a crisis. Now, if you go out to the private sector and you ask a private person, how much do you pay for your retirement health insurance or your current health insurance while you're working, and you'll find that it's a substantial amount of money. And state employees have to realize that they're going to have to come closer to the private sector and some of those benefits. I'm not for taking benefits away, but again, for every dollar that we don't cut, another person gets laid off.
And you were quoted in a Detroit News article, so I don't want to put words in your mouth, that you may take a look at impeaching these civil service commissioners.
Well, that's true. I did say to that particular reporter, when I first heard the news, I said, this is outrageous. If it were possible, they should be impeached. I think they're that irresponsible with the taxpayers' money. They don't care about the crisis. They care about making political points. And I think that, again, they need to come around to a new way of thinking, because we truly are in a crisis.
So the potential loss of revenue for the state is just mounting.
Every day. Every day. You know, now, there are signs that our economy is starting to pick up. You know, we're doing everything we can to help the governor provide a better business climate here in Michigan, so businesses and companies want to come here and open up shop, hire people, because jobs will solve an awful lot of problems in this state. You know, when people have jobs, they pay taxes, and that'll really help us turn the state around.
Well, sir, I appreciate your time this evening. As I said, it was a little complicated as I was going through it all. You know, it was a 3% denying the raise, but then with the health benefits. So I do appreciate you helping me work through that this evening.
Okay. Have a great night.
You as well. We'll be following the story. Thank you so much, Senator. We've been speaking with Senator Rick Jones, Republican out of Grand Ledge, on the recent decision yesterday of the Michigan Civil Service Commission. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. The Lansing Derby Vixens are in the house.